The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
This is for you, this is for you and me, and who we see when we see each other. This is for all, this is for all the time you tried to find your sister or your brother. And you're not crazy anymore, you've been waiting at the door. And it's time to open.
Yeah, it's time to open. Oh my gosh, if we're sounding a little bit nasal today, Randy and I have been testing out different kinds of things that we can go through. Mine has a little bit of a sniffle and a cough to it. Randy was treating herself for pneumonia a couple of weeks ago, but fortunately we're surrounded by great people with great products. So you're listening to Waking Up in America, a radio magazine, dynamic radio dialogues on life today in America, brought to you by Bragg.com, and that's Bragg with two G's, Happily 200, The Coning Company, DrVal.com, and 42Action.org. And if you never went to any other websites in your life, you could have a really great life. Just following the things that are in the different places there that we have put together for you. Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world. Now you might hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, or an angel singing, and those angels, please come in and clear up my cough. I would love that. And that we call in from our homes and offices around the world to cause this program, like our announcer Mike is in Albuquerque, Randy is in Miami, Florida, and Val is here in Topanga Canyon. So we don't just call in from different places, we call in from different time zones. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and in the Lord's Prayer, when he said, pray, he actually meant go out in the world and get that which is yours. The word pray in Aramaic means trap. It does not mean throw yourself to the ground and beg God for something. He was much more proactive. So we want you to say a prayer for the Republic, for the United States of America. So the deal is, if you notice, it's the United States for America, okay? The Republic for the United States for America, which actually means that America, the different states in America, got together and created a government to represent them. When you do the of America, it means that the corporation has actually taken over and they're declaring themselves the ruler, so to speak, of the United States. So you want to do the United States for America. And today we ask for respect for our animal friends as well as for each other in our communities. And we're a nation structured in Christian values, and we need to remember that. And our visitors that want to be citizens in this country, they need to remember that too, and they need to understand that our values here are structured on the Ten Commandments, things of that nature. So people following that point of view, you can't have anything other than a great world if people are following the Ten Commandments. Whether you black, white, green, or yellow, the Ten Commandments work for all human beings. So let's just remember that. So we're the United States for America. Very important distinction. Now, I've heard, Randy, actually, that they're saying that the corporation contract is over. Now, I've got my fingers crossed, Randy.
Okay.
They say that there's actually an interim president for the United States of America. For the United States for America.
Now, is that...
He's a major or something like that in the Army.
Oh, okay.
And that the Republic is actually taking over. And I did get a letter from Tim Turner, our previous president, who's actually doing time in jail for some kind of trumped-up thing. He had actually successfully put together lawsuits against the government. They didn't like it. So they sandbagged him, and they put him in jail, and he's doing time there. And I got a nice letter from him, and I got to write him. Things have been crazy. So, Tim Turner, we love you. Thank you for being the president of the first republic here for the United States for America. And that one little word, those little words, that difference between an of and a for, is how stuff gets sneaked away from us, okay, through corrupt means. And one word takes away your power and gives you something else. And the word I'm particularly looking at this week, Randy, is about performance, okay? And performance, we were talking about it in my landmark seminar. I just signed up for the money seminar.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about, in the seminar, how we think, well, I don't have enough money to do that, so I don't do that. You know?
Right.
And you know, we were talking before the show about the vet. I'm a bit low on cash this week, and I wanted to do something for my dog, okay? And I wasn't even thinking that when I was talking to my friend who I had, quotes, accidentally called, who was a veterinarian.
Right.
And she decided she wanted to come over to the house. And she wanted to bring Chinese food.
That's awesome.
But it cost me a cent. I mean, my dog sat in her lap while we sat in the living room and chatted.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that that was exactly what they've been talking about in the seminar. We talk about paradigms that we live inside of, that you have to have something to have something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there it was. There was a vet who came. Not only did I not have to take the dog in and pay $100, there was a vet bringing Chinese over to my house. So I know you've been having some pretty remarkable times between the fact that you can maybe hear it in our voices a little bit. We've both been going through it as far as transformation is concerned. One of the things they say about sickness is that when you come through the other side of whatever it is that you've been battling, that you're actually smarter and cooler than you were before you started. Like it's a way of burning up things that don't do well with your body. And I noticed actually when I started going through the script for the radio show this morning that I was more creative than I normally do it.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. And I'm a person who spends time noticing how things are changing and differences and things like that. I'm also noticing that people can do stuff and I go, huh. And I'm not like, I can't believe you did that, you know? It's like,
mm-hmm.
Somehow that's getting burned up too. And you were telling such a cute story before we got on air today. You're talking about your son coming home. And one of the things I love, and this is only one of the things, Shannon, one of the things I love about you is that you actually, a petite blonde, managing four strapping dudes for son.
And they keep me hopping.
Yeah, they do. And you were telling the story, and I thought it was so cute. So why don't you share about your all of your visitors, including the little one?
Well, we went across a lot of things there. I definitely want to make some comments on some things. But on the kids, I have three of them live with me, and two of them are old enough to not. Well, actually, three of them are old enough to not, and one still is a minor. But one of them came home to visit, so I'm so happy I have all four of my sons under the same roof. And the youngest has a lovebird, and they're just like a totally sweet bird. They just want to love on you. You come into the room, they want to be on you, and this one always talks to you. Well, I needed to go into the restroom, and because I'm on radio, I had to put the bird in there. Why did I have to put the bird in there? Because my youngest son had to give up his bedroom to my son that's visiting. So my youngest is up here with me in my room. And so he brought his bird up here. So I had to move the bird because he chirps all the time, and that wouldn't be good for radio. So
maybe it would. Maybe that's an assumption we make. Maybe it would be wonderful.
Well, like every third word I say, he wants to talk as much as I do. So,
oh, my God.
So I had the hardest time getting out of the bathroom because he wouldn't get off of me. I couldn't get rid of him. And I had to put him on the shower curtain and kind of wrap him up in it a minute so he'd cling onto it. And then I ran out and barricaded the door. So,
this is a powerful little bird.
Exactly. And he's a sweetheart. You know, I wanted to say something where you were talking about the Republic for the United States. And to make that clear for people, anybody who's ever gotten a or copyrights their work or has gotten a trademark or started a business, they always do a name search. And it's very critical that your name is not the same or not even close. And somehow this corporation that's in D.C. right now was able to get, well, they didn't put Republic on the front, and they used the word of instead of for. So the point is they were able to get away with it. And people didn't catch that. And that's one of the ways that they duped the people, is they just changed a simple word, and boom, they have a new corporation, and that new corporation is not about freedom, which is what the founding fathers were. They didn't say, oh, you need a license to travel, and you need a license to hunt, and you need a license to bear arms, and all of the, you didn't need a license to get married. You just did those things because that's what freedom was. And now all of that is regulated. That's not freedom.
But part of it, they regulated it, Randy, because they wanted to make money off it. And by regulating it and taxing it, then they could collect further funds. I mean, it's just when you pay a marriage license fee or whatever, it's just a further evidence of taxation. It's not...
Right. And the founding fathers left Europe because the tax was what, 2-3%?
Yeah.
And now it's, you know, in some cases 70-80% in this country. And people will go, oh, Randy, what are you talking about? Well, they take the tax out of your paychecks, but then every time you go to buy clothes, which is a necessity for life, they're taxing it. When you buy food, a necessity for life, they're taxing it. You go get gas to travel, a necessity for life, they're taxing it. So, you know, you add all the money that they take up from you, you travel on the highway, tax, you pay the tolls. I mean, it never, ever, ever ends. And there's hundreds, if not thousands, of other taxes that people are paying that they don't even think about. They just get zapped every
day. Gasoline tax.
Yes. I mean, it's honestly, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of other little taxes. And, you know, if you win the Powerball, guess what? They're taking 40, 50, 60% of that. That's another tax.
Oh, no, that just makes me ill, the fact that
that they can
take that much in tax, you know.
But in reality, they can't. And, you know, there's people that have written books about it, and they were imprisoned for it. Irwin Schiff was one, a hero who wrote The Great American Tax Code.
Got in jail by saying he didn't have to do certain things.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to know the words.
By the way,
they don't have jurisdiction over the people. And the 1040 form is a confession form. And even whoever the leader was of the IRS, he says it's voluntary. They just force you to be voluntary.
How does that work? How does that actually
It doesn't. And so people have to dive into it and figure out, you know, what they need to do.
You know what?
Pay Caesar what's Caesar's and keep what's yours.
I think I got an idea here. I'm serious. If I win the Powerball lottery or the global currency reset, which Christine Lagarde was talking about this week, the rules are that that's supposed to happen by within 4 months or something. My understanding is the whole world basically financially collapses if it doesn't. I think what I'm going to do is hire an attorney to actually enforce to actually take the issues to court about paying the taxes and stuff. Part of the problem is we acquiesce. They say, they're after us in Topanga Canyon, Randy. They're trying to tax our horses. What, are they going to put little license plates on their butt? No. So what I want to do is we've got some crossover attorneys happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean when I say that, or do you have any idea what I mean by
crossover? Yeah, they're seeing the corruption, and they're coming to the other side, which when they make those fights, they can get disbarred. Because I just had a discussion with an attorney yesterday, which was interesting. I'll share it with you, but go ahead.
Well, if they do, if we get enough. See, the whole deal is you have to have some brave people that stand up, and then when other people see that, then they can join us. And frankly, that's what Waking Up in America is all about.
That's right.
That's what Happily 200 is all about. It's about creating a world that you'd like to live into. You know the biggest problem I had with Happily 200? People didn't want to live to be 200 years old.
Mm-hmm.
See, Happily 200 is not about living to be 200 years old. Happily 200 is about living into a world in which 200 years old would be a wonderful thing because you just love it because everything is working. Your body is working. And by the way, you're Mr. Wallach, he talks about people being able to live to 150 right now. So, you know, when I first started this, I wasn't that far out. But the point being is Happily 200 is about creating a world that you want to live into. And most people do not want to live into the future because all they see is things getting worse rather than better. They watch the bottles shrinking. They watch the tax bills go up. You know, people on Social Security got no cost of living raise this year. None. Zero. Zip. Mm-hmm. Not one penny.
That's the beginning of the unraveling and the end. Yes.
Well, that end. It's the beginning and the unraveling of their end. But when we take a look at the possibility of the United States for America, then we've got something very special happening on, because that's what the global currency reset is about. That's what the TRN, which are the treasury notes, are about. They will be backed by gold for the first time since, what, 1933 or something? Isn't that when it happened? H.R. 192, wasn't it 33 or 32?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
So things are changing, and that's why there's been such a delay. The global currency reset, Randy, was supposed to happen back, guess what? September 11th of 2000, what was it, one? That's when it was supposed to happen the first time. Gee, what happened then? We've been distracted from this because they're fighting like dogs to not let this happen and murdering all these doctors. You know, I was looking at a video on all the murdered doctors. Now, that sounds like a jumping off to the side segue, but all that's about is taking down the pharmaceutical companies, because it seems that the vaccine, as I understand it, Randy, and correct me if I'm wrong, that they've been actually giving people vaccines that break down the natural substances in the body that actually protect you from cancer, and that's why those doctors were murdered.
That's how I understand it, too, and there's been whistleblowers about it, and they are doctors. And they came out and said, okay, because I'm pretty sure I'm on the chopping block too, so here's everything that they were discussing behind the scenes, and they've done this so that they don't get murdered as well.
Right.
And they put it out there that in the vaccines that there is intentionally something that blocks things in us, and I used to have the exact words, but when you have inflammation, for example, a child gets the DPT shot at 16 months. It causes inflammation. The brain swells up. Also in the shot is something that blocks the body from naturally reducing that inflammation. And so the brain swells up, and the child screams and screams and screams, just absolute bloody murder. There's nothing that can help. You call the doctor. He says, give him Tylenol. Put him to bed. And boom, your child now all of a sudden has autism. And it's in, supposedly, according to these whistleblowers, the vaccines. So common sense denominator is don't get the vaccines until these people clean it up.
And pay attention and join us, because these guys are withering away like slugs, like maggots on the sidewalk as the sun gets shined on them.
Mm-hmm.
More people know about what Randy and I are talking about than ever before. We are not the only ones putting this information out. So we just say, no, I actually signed up for Kaiser yesterday. Okay, and Kaiser is the highest rated health program in California. And one of the things I said to the guy, I said, look, I need a holistic doctor. Do you have any there? And he said, yes, we do. And I said, and I want testing, because I want to go through and I want to just like have my entire body scanned in whatever way it's scanned, and I want to know, like you were saying something interesting earlier before the show about hernias being caused by a lack of copper or a varicose vein.
Yeah, a hernia is the same as a varicose vein, just in a real bad spot.
Right.
The deficiency, which is well known, and you can look it up online, is everywhere, is a copper deficiency.
But here's the part you're going to love, Randy. So I'm talking to this guy named John Caruso. And by the way, I'm sure he could even be listening this morning. By the time I got done, he wanted to sign up for Happily 200.
Great.
He wanted to check it out. He was going over to the website. He said he was the thing that sickened him. This is a guy that's working for Kaiser, mind you. It was sickening him to watch the commercials on television with all the horrible side effects of the different names of the drugs and stuff when he knew darn well that a lot of them were harming people. I couldn't believe this guy was actually recruiting for Kaiser and talking like this. And we talked for almost 2 hours yesterday. So there are people all over the place inside of every system that want and know about things and are actually working. And the more we talk with each other, and the more we say, nah, I'm not taking that. They're trying to force us to take vaccines in California. They've actually put
disgusting.
Something through the legislature.
That again, not... where's the freedom? It's your body.
Oh, you know what? I'm sure they bought somebody from the drug lobby. It had to do with people getting measles at Disneyland. This is what started the whole thing here. So
and that
now
was probably put
all
together
kids
on
have
purpose.
To be vaccinated or something before they go to Disneyland. I don't know. It's something idiotic. But it's now a California state law. So one of the things that we want to do if when this global currency research occurs, and we've got these crossover attorneys now, is we're going to go after this stuff. You know, Orly Tates, she goes after a lot of different things, and she's an attorney. We've got Judge Napolitano, who almost got fired from Fox News for ripping up some of Obama's actions. We got some sassy judges and attorneys around. They're not all on the dark side.
Right.
They were attorneys and they were judges, and they went, oh my God, what is going on here? And some of them just shut up, took their paychecks, and others, they stand up and they have something to say about it. So
yeah, and there's ways to fight. And you brought up Disneyland, and then out here we have Disney World. When you go into there, you know, some people refuse to go because they fingerprint every single person.
What?
You can, yeah, here they fingerprint everybody. You put your a certain finger in the scan. So whenever we've gone through, we put a finger in, wrong finger, and we put it in sideways. There's ways to throw them off. It's an identifier, and it's also, you know, to get people used to having to do those.
Finger, that is outrageous. That is outrageous. I love it. So you put in your finger sideways?
Yeah, they never catch us, and we just go, you know? And then they don't have exactly what they wanted to have. They got a crazy, you know, halfway finger. And it's the wrong one. They don't know.
There's just plenty of things that you can do. You can say no to things, you know? You can
absolutely.
Say no, I don't
people
want
to
don't
do know.
That.
Anytime I go to a store where they say, what's your phone number? What's your zip code? No, I don't give it. No. What's your number? I'm not giving that. Can I just make a purchase without giving you something to track me? And then they say, okay, and then they override it. Nobody argues anymore. They just let you make your purchase. But people have to start saying no. And I literally watch that, Val, when I'm going through store lines. And if there's 20 people in a line, 19 are giving it. And I'm the one who doesn't. And my kids are like, Mom, do you always have to? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
You have
to
always
important.
Say no. So... And actually, my 16-year-old is the only one, but he gets it. He totally gets why. But it's because that younger generation has been so brainwashed from the time they were in, if they went to daycare, you know, they're told, you got to follow in a straight line. You have to do this. You have to do that. They have trained them to be little zombies, unfortunately.
That's totally true.
Yeah, you know, you got to pull them out so that they understand what freedom is. I saw a picture once.
Oh, I was just going to say, you can't even use the religious thing anymore as the way out in California.
No.
We used to be able to say we have a religious objection, and it worked for years, because this has been going on for years, and now they've ruled that out. So.
Well, we still get away with that here. And
isn't it interesting that you said get away with it?
I know. I don't even like that term.
Get away with it, though, implies... that you're getting away with the system. And the system, I don't even know how to describe it, Randy. We should come up with maybe claiming your rights or something like that, because getting away with it sounds like they're right and you're getting away with something, and you're just declaring your rights.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody has to do, is say, no, I don't want to do that, you know. Every time the Democratic Party calls up, mm-hmm. and I met this really cool lady in Maine, actually. She called up, and she's, I said, you know, there was a time, I had given a couple $1,000 mm-hmm. a few years back because I wanted to get rid of Bush, who knew I was going to get Obama, but I was ready to pay anything to get rid of Bush, so they think I'm one of the big donors, right?
Oh, sure.
So I get big donor calls, and mm-hmm. I say, you know, I'll vote for local officials and things like that if I like them, but you will never catch me voting Democratic or Republican because it's all so corrupt that even if you were a good person being elected, you'd be ruined by the time they got done with you. Remember when you ran for Congress?
Yeah.
What was that thing that they told you that made you quit? You were winning the race for your area? What state were you in?
There was a couple different things that I was witness to, but they told me if I didn't get on the governor's agenda, which I didn't agree with his agenda, he was a Republican governor, that he would not support me, he wouldn't stump for me. He could literally be in my town and he wouldn't say a kind word. We could be at events together and he would not say anything. But then I also went to what they call a caucus. It's a Friday meeting. And I'm in the room with just the Republican senators. And, they invite you so you can witness how the process is done. Excuse me. And there was a veteran, older woman, overweight, typical, senator. And they were talking about health care and how they were going to grab more funds from the counties and the little towns and not give as many services. So in other words, we're going to up your charge for this, but we're going to take away this service or give you less. And it was horrible. And she would look to certain senators in the room and she would say, okay, you're going to vote yes for this, telling them how they were going to vote. They had no freedom. Telling them how they were going to vote, you're going to vote yes for this because you're not up for re-election. And the meaning behind that was, the voters are so dumb, so when you do come up for re-election a year from now or 2 years from now, whatever it is, they're not going to remember or care that you made that vote. And then she would turn to one that was up for re-election and say, you can't vote for this. Well, where is the freedom in that? Where is the doing the will of the people in that?
It didn't exist.
And I was told that for all of these people like her, that disgusting human being, that if I didn't give her votes and do basically what she said, when it came time to the good things that I wanted, only the things for the people, no tax hikes, nothing, getting rid of the pork, that they would never support me. I could put all the bills in the world out and I would never get an ounce of support. They told me that straight to my face.
And that's why I don't vote.
Yeah, do you want to be a part of
that? For the elected officials.
And that's at state level.
I'm getting excited. I don't mean to cut you off, but I was thinking Bernie Sanders, you know. A lot of people like him, but they would do the same thing to Bernie. That's what they're doing. Okay, until the Republic is reestablished, and I've seen the different heads of the Republic, you know, supposedly they're military men, and they've taken over, and they supposedly have actually saved us from quite a few things, including a nuclear bomb in Charleston. Because the military is sworn to protect this country from its enemies, foreign and domestic, and they have finally decided we have domestic enemies. So we want you to hop on over to our website at wakinginupinamerica.com, and we want you also to check it out. It's not done yet because we've got a benefactors column to put in and a number of other things. We've got some endorsers that have showed up, but we want you to check out Happily 200. So how you do that is you go to wakinginupinamerica.com. /200/, and over there you're going to see a paradigm that we've created, because all this stuff that Randy and I are talking about is just gravelly garbage that's going on right now, and what we're doing is we're actually pouring acid on it, we're erasing it, and we're reforming. We are taking control. We're not just a bunch of little people running around being victimized anymore. We're actually, there's a lot of us that are standing up and saying, yeah, just like Randy said, I love it that she's putting her fingerprint in sideways. God bless you, Randy. You just, my kind of woman. What can I say?
You got to buck the system every way.
Yeah, all the time. Well, or you can do an Edward F. Groups a Third. Edward F. Groups a Third, one of Randy's and my favorite humans on the face of the earth, has a video that's the best I've ever seen, and it's called The Secret to Health Seminar. Okay, Patricia Bragg, she doesn't pay attention to the details like we pay attention to the details. She knows them, but what she's busy doing is she's creating people being happy and healthy at any age, and so is Ed. And he's actually going to become one of our benefactors in Happily 200. We've got right now we're talking to create the possibility of Dick Van Dyke, who's almost 90. Because it isn't about living to be 200 years old, it's about a quality of life. And as soon as you go, oh my God, if I'm going to live to be 200, I better take care of a few things here. Other than when I talk to some of my friends that are in their 80s, they go, you know, I've only got a few years left and then I'm finally out of this mess, right?
Mm.
So it's about not being finally out of this mess. It's about finally creating something that makes you happy and healthy, and that's what our sponsors are all about, and that's why we love Youngevity and Kayani and all the different sponsors that we have here, because they're all about you feeling good. And when you're feeling good, it's easier to say no. It's also easier to say yes to something you want when you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Randy and I have been testing not feeling good for a couple of weeks, and we're feeling good over not feeling good. We have that down pat, okay? Sign up for our newsletter, but we're actually going to have you. I was talking to the head of a radio station, and he's going to have us do something called a nag sheet. Do you know what that is, Randy?
Like a complaint sheet? I don't know.
No, it's a thing, though. See, you guys have been listening to us for years. We occasionally get letters and stuff like that, but what's going to happen is we're going to put a nag screen on, and then if you want to listen to us, you have to help us. And so you're going to have to give us your email address, so we can let you know what are the most current things that are going on, or give you special invitations to things. And then we'll give you a great radio show in exchange, and we'll also give you all kinds of downloads and possibilities and stuff, because neither Randy or I get paid for doing this. And this is our 29th year on radio, okay? We do this because we're proud Americans, and we do this because we're taking America back, and we're inviting you to join us. So we need your help. And we're going to be asking for it. So we want to say thank you to Patricia and Paul Bragg's apple cider vinegar for being the drink of waking up in America. We want to thank you to Kayani for strong medicine, for Jason Winter's tea for a stronger immune system, for Protandin. We can get inside of these things, and if you can know what your life feels different when you take these items, I promise you. When your blood is cleaner, when you you do all kinds of different things. When you go to randyshannons42action.org and you listen to the fact of what people have created and how they're actually creating wins against these people that are trying to suffer a blood dry, so to speak, all of a sudden it's like they're not sucking your blood dry anymore. You're standing up going, nah, go away, you're bothering me. You're a slug. Mm-hmm. Get lost, slug. And if as we band together, then the power of that grows by the moment. We have all kinds of conversations on the website. You should check them out. Telomeres actually cause your life to expand. I had the same conversation, Randy, when I was talking to people about telomeres, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you take telomeres, instead of your DNA cap shrinking, and when your DNA cap shrinks, Randy, you're dead. That's it. It's when it's gone. Telomeres make
right.
it grow 0.04% a year. Okay?
Incredible.
So all of this is part of it. And the suffering that we've been going through and why a lot of people don't want to live is because of the drugs and the blatantly stupid things. There's, you know, BS has other meanings, but right now what I'm saying is blatantly stupid things that we have been sold, that we need, that we're told. And one of the things that this guy that I was talking to says that on late night television, about 80% of the drugs are actually the advertisers. And he said when he listens to the side effects of them, he gets ill.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that works in the hospital industry. Wow. I picked Kaiser because it has the highest rate of customer satisfaction, okay? And they have a lot of preventative medicine. And that's what Edward Group and Patricia Bragg are about. Edward Group got busted by the FBI for actually successfully curing cancer. I guess he's lucky he didn't get killed, huh?
Yeah.
With what they're doing now?
Mm-hmm.
And so he went into preventative medicine because he just didn't want to deal with what they were going to do to him because he was successfully curing cancer. He just keeps his mouth shut and does what he was doing before and doesn't get in any trouble. That's how we're doing it, okay? That's when we just do what we do, but as we spread the word, these people are amazing human beings. Randy found this dude. I found Patricia Bragg. Between the two of them, we introduced them to each other, and they became mother and son. So,
yeah, they're really great people, and she's so cute. She was talking about somebody, a celebrity, and I said, oh, she's Illuminati, and she said, oh, I know, she's getting better. It was too cute. Once you're in it, I don't think you get better, but I don't know.
No, yes, you do. I'm Illuminati. Did you know that?
No.
Illuminati is a class, okay?
Mike. Mike jumps in.
What did he say?
He said, oh, come on.
No, seriously, I was born into an Illuminati family, and a lot of people were. It's a class. It's a our families were very wealthy. Okay, and there was it was called Illuminati before it was all dark. Okay, there's what they call the dark nobility.
Mhm.
And that's the Illuminati.
Yeah, but being born into it and then choosing to
not about choosing. When you're Illuminati, you're Illuminati. What you choose to do is how you choose to be that. Whether you choose to be dark or light. Anselm Rothschild was a dear friend of mine. Recognize that name?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rothschild?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's considered one of the most hated names on Earth. I've had two Rothschilds on Waking Up in America, and they don't like it at all. But when you're born into a family line, you're born into a family line, and even when you're a good person, people go, oh, you're a Rothschild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a Rothschild, but I'm not doing what the Rothschilds are, the dark side is doing. That's where they have the dark side. That's where this comes from.
Right.
Pardon? Well, see, that's what what you have, Mike, is you have a family line. It's just like, you know, you have a crazy person in the family, and you have a benefactor in the family. I mean, technically, Princess Di was Illuminati, and she sure didn't do anything Illuminati-ish. That wasn't her style at all. She was about traveling around the world helping people. But that was the family, you know, getting away from Charles, who was actually, I don't know if you saw the letter, Mike, but there was actually, she wrote a letter saying if I'm ever found dead, it was Charles. So, well, the point being is because she wasn't behaving the way he wanted her to behave. So inside of every, this is the point. It's just like people go, oh, attorney's bad. Oh, judge is bad. And then you have all of these really good judges and really good attorneys. And what they're doing is they go after one factor of what happens. That's why I find friends everywhere, because I don't look at the world like that. I look at that there's good people everywhere, and you can find them. In fact, one of my foreclosure, I was 1 hour and 15 minutes away from foreclosure, Mike, and who told me how to beat it was the woman at the foreclosure company. I was talking to her, and I said, I really feel bad for you, because I could tell she was a nice person, and I said, you probably need the money. But it's just really sad that you're stuck in such a position. I can't imagine you're the kind of woman that really enjoys helping people lose their houses. And she almost cried. And then she told me how not to do it on my particular case. Friends are all over the place. They're, quote, Illuminati has friends in it. Attorneys have friends in it. Police have friends in there. You have friends everywhere. You can't be looking at a category and damning it. You can damn certain people within the category.
Well, I had an interesting conversation with an attorney yesterday because, you know, Val, when they come into the foreclosure court, they don't come in with anything but copies, right? They never have the original. And I said, you know, I said, I've always wanted to ask an attorney this question. I said, why don't you guys take a check, have your client write a check, and then run it through the, you know, write paid in full, blah, 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 on the house, and then run it through the copy machine and say, hey, judge, here's a copy of a check that says paid in full. He goes, oh, well, we would be disbarred for that. And I said, but then how are they not disbarred, the plaintiffs, the attorneys for the so-called bank, which is actually a third-party debt collector, how are they not disbarred for coming into the court with copies? He got silent. He had nothing to say.
Huh. That brings up a very interesting point. Do you remember these EFT payoffs?
Yes.
Okay, why don't they work? Why do people... I mean, it worked for about a year. My house payment went... The balance due on my house went from $1.5 million to about $400,000 because somebody turned in an EFT for me. And it didn't get rejected automatically. It like took a year and a half. I wish I'd paid off the house then or changed loans or something.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Because it would have been over $1 million. But it took them a long time. I still have the paperwork on the EFT. Why wouldn't that work again?
Well, I don't, because they're not letting anybody get away with EFTs right now. Even though you should be able to. Because anyone can create their own bank.
EFTs are electronic funds transfers.
Yeah.
And what they're actually accessing is your account. They're written on a an account, a closed bank account.
What?
Yeah. You have a closed bank account, and the check is written on the closed account. What it does is it somehow accesses the funds that have been held from you but denied you. There's all kinds of stuff that they're accessing. I mean, it's like by the time... What is it? Within 3 days, they've already paid off your house. The moment you sign the note, tell them how that works. Tell Mike how that works, Randy. Do you recall?
Well, when you sign that promissory note, it's a contract, so it should be a two-way street, but only you are signing it. So you're supposed to actually get the money. So let's say it's a $500,000 house. And, you know, and you sign this promissory note for $500,000, you're supposed to be handed $500,000. And instead, it appears that you abandoned it, and so the bank goes and claims that money, and then they never pay a penny of tax on it. That's your money. You are the only one who signed the promissory note. So we have a process where, and it's 100% legal, we actually go help you reclaim that money back, all of it. And if you owe back taxes, then they take it out of that before they return the money to you. The bank will return it.
3 to 6 months, right? Something like that?
Yeah, because it's yours. It was never theirs. You're the only one on the promissory note. Yeah, so we're actually doing that process with people, helping them go reclaim back their promissory note. Even if it went into foreclosure, you can still get it. Even if you signed the promissory note 20 years ago and you've been paying on that house, you can still get it. It's your money. It never was the bank. What's that?
What do you mean, why don't they tell us that? For goodness sake, come on, be creative.
Because they're getting rich, the bankers are getting rich.
I'm sorry, yeah. Anybody. Well, it's bad if you don't know about it, you don't do anything about it. It's like a rather big fat paycheck if you do something about it.
Well, if anybody just goes and researches the very, you know, meanings of the promissory note and just studies the understanding of it, then they would understand that when you sign one, the money is yours. And you just have to go study that. It's there in black and white. They can't refute it, dispute it, nothing.
But they do hide it.
Yeah, and that's how these banks get richer and richer and richer, and you get poorer and poorer, because you're just a schmuck who pays for 30 years on a house you should have taken the money from when you signed the prom note. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing.
Well, a schmuck would imply somebody that's stupid, and it's not about being stupid.
Well, and I don't think that about them. I think that that's what they think about us.
Oh, yeah, I totally think they think we're schmucks.
Yeah, I'm saying it
as
if I
was. I'll buy that.
Yeah.
But people that don't know and haven't been told, I don't think they're schmucks if they don't do something they don't know.
And the thing is, Val and Mike, they're not teaching this to the kids in school.
Of course they're not teaching it because they run the dang schools.
But if you look at the Hebrew schools or the Jewish schools, those kids are taught this stuff when they're 6 years old. Why? Because everybody thinks that the Jews run the world and they've got all the money, right? Because they're teaching this to their kids at six, but nobody else
yeah.
is.
So do you know, Randy, that part of what's going on is that in the schools now, and some of the schools, they're teaching that the Holocaust never happened?
They're teaching the Holocaust never happened. They're teaching Pythagorean theorem, which isn't going to affect them in their life. Mike, in your 53 years, when did you use the Pythagorean theorem? Right. Val, in all your years, when did you use the Pythagorean
theorem? I don't even remember what the Pythagorean theorem is.
I don't either, but they teach us all these things that are irrelevant to, you know, it's relevant to somebody, maybe an engineer, maybe a mathematician, but it's not relevant to a plumber, it's not relevant to a radio host or a producer. It's not, so
yeah, but you don't know you're going to be a radio host or producer. I don't know what, you know, I'd have to find out what the Pythagorean theorem was before I offered a judgment on it. But what I will tell you is I'm reading the Harry S. Truman story. It's a Nobel Prize-winning literature or something like that. And the stuff that's been happening in the United States, which never showed up in my history book, and talking about what's happening. We're not talking just about what happened to the Indians. We're talking about what happened to the settlers who happened to be in a spot that somebody else wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this isn't a new conversation. We're talking about the 1820s, the 1830s, the 1840s in America, where people went in and eradicated entire towns because they wanted that spot for themselves. So this is not a new conversation that's going on, but this is definitely a conversation that we can be responsible for, and we
mm-hmm.
outnumber them, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's time that we can take hold, but we're going to have to create a unification. And one of the things that I did last weekend was I went to Lita Albuquerque's show that was opening at USC, and it's called 2020 Accelerando. And
mm-hmm.
Lita's whole story is that, you know, astronauts come in from the 25th century, right? And they come here to Earth, and then they start to remember themselves. And I know Lita personally very well, and part of what she's talking about is people remembering who they are. So we've been dumbed down, we've been drugged, we've been misled, we've been pacified, and now it's time for us to remember who we are. And that's why I particularly like going to landmark classes, because I start to remember who I am, and I start to reveal, you know, what kind of a paradigm has been built around me. We've got all these little boxes we're living inside of. And that's why I'm so into Happily 200, because that Happily 200 conversation, just the, you know, something that people believe is fire burns. Except Brandy and I have both been firewalking, and we didn't get burned. Okay? That you're supposed to die at a certain age. Dick Van Dyke has had arthritis for 40 years, and he's going to the gym every day and dancing, okay? We're supposed to be crippled if we have arthritis. There's all these things that we're supposed to be if we have this or that, and we've been beaten into the aging paradigm. We've been beaten into the financial paradigm. We've been beaten into democracy and what democracy is. And Randy will tell you it's like the sheep being eaten by the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, certainly the demonstration that she talked about. This woman was winning in her state. She took one look at it, and she turned around and walked out. Okay,
yeah.
And then she didn't just be quiet and go in the corner and say, oh, ain't it awful. She gets up with me on the radio, and she gets up in other places, and she says, and she gets up at 42action.org, and she says, we don't have to do this. And
yeah.
If enough people say we don't have to do this, guess what? We don't have to do this. Then we get to create actually what we do want. And it isn't about anger. Once you've gotten through the anger, you're only angry when you think you're a victim. When you've been victimized by something. That's a reaction. When you get into really creating, it isn't from a place of anger, it's from a place of possibility. And all that other stuff, yeah, it's irritating. But doesn't mean it's got power over me. I get upset that it has power over so many. So 2020 Accelerando, if you're in the Los Angeles area, go over to the USC Fisher Museum of Art and check it out. It's wonderful stuff. And it's even being turned into a film and all kinds of things, this remembering who you are. And it, you can't remember from your history. You have to remember from your possibilities. So you had dreams when at one time. What's your dream? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was your
dream,
Andy?
You know, and people got to just, you know, take action, Val. You know, like I decided to end the campaign. That was an action step.
Is that hard for you to do because you were ahead?
Yeah, I mean, I had conflict because part of me kept arguing with the other side of me saying, okay, you can make a difference. You will get it. But, you know, at the end of the day, I knew that the numbers were stacked against me in the actual Senate, not the people. The people cried out.
Do you remember Star Wars, the first Star Wars movie? Remember when they're in the trash compactor?
Yes.
It's kind of like if Randy had decided she was going to be a winner in the trash compactor.
Yeah, that's a good
You don't win in the trash compactor.
Mm-hmm.
You may be called heroic for how long you lasted before you got crushed.
Right.
But the odds are totally, the way things are structured and the way they've evolved, she would have been crushed.
Yeah, and what a way to waste 4 years, honestly. Trying to fight and fight.
Oh,
and
no,
fight.
No, you would have been then given a pension for life. What do you, because they raised 4 years. You would have had health insurance for life. You would have got all kinds of things, all, and the American people would have all paid it for you.
Yeah, and I would have been, you know, famous and worshipped, and I didn't care about any of it. It was never the priority. I can make my own way. I don't need them to.
Yeah, she's a sassy blonde with 4 sons, and she's famous and worshipped right now, and she's having a lot more fun.
Yeah, it's funny, Val, I didn't mention this before the show, but a gentleman who's been listening to my show for 4 years, and he's been on my website for 4 straight years, had contacted me about a week and a half ago, and he has a super large organization, and so we got talking, and he wanted to see me face-to-face and see the stuff that I was talking about on paper, and he flew in yesterday, and we met yesterday for early dinner, and it went really well. We ended up, I think I dropped him back off at his place because I felt safe with him. He was a very safe type of person. I did a background check and everything. And we ended up being out until about midnight just totally talking numbers and how we could help the people, and it was unbelievable, and we had just a great strategy session. And he's got a huge organization all over the country, mostly in California, but it was a very productive meeting.
Cool.
Well, you know what? I'm tiny and I'm a female, so.
And she's sassy.
Yeah. So I got to be careful. Yeah, yeah.
So he said.
I don't just meet with anybody, but in that scenario, I just felt right. No, no, no. So I definitely felt right about it. So it was a great meeting, and. That's the thing. It's about taking action and making choices. I chose to pull my sons out of school, and they're freedom thinkers. They're not buying all the junk. And when they did choose to go for a year here or there, yeah, they saw the sleepers. So
this program has been brought to you by Kirkhart Intergalactic Media, the Sleepers, our radio program, and PartnersConingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, Don Denver, Tippi Hedren, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Kerr, Jonathan Granoff, 42action.org, drvalerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. Thanks to Paul Seabrock for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work. And a big thanks to our team at Voice America, Justin Hart, Ryan Treasure, and Randy Jacket, our friends at Cubulus Radio, Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon. Great kudos to Ron Hayes for our 5th year being research director with us, to John Young at Totally Gospel. Big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you had over the years. A big thanks to webmaster Jamel Hubbard, merci beaucoup to Ben Mike, and for our theme music, All Most Ordinary People. You know, may the force be with you. Do a mitzvah today. Give someone a boost. We love you. With extraordinary plans. And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.